Thank you and good afternoon. Around 7 o'clock this morning, deputies from Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino counties began serving several search warrants in the Island Mountain area associated with large-scale marijuana cultivation sites. Details at this point remain scarce, but personnel from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife were called for assistance, as it was anticipated water diversion, water theft, and environmental degradation would be discovered. Officials say specific details will be available in the coming days. The victim of the fatal single-vehicle collision that occurred around 1:30 Friday morning in Eureka has been identified as 31-year-old Eureka resident Bridget Bailey. Witness reports claim Bailey was driving at speeds between 80 and 100 miles per hour while headed northbound on Highway 101 near Cole Avenue, before she lost control of her pickup truck and rolled across the southbound lanes of the highway. Bailey was ejected from the vehicle during the rollout, and the vehicle came to rest near the railroad tracks on the west side of the highway. Bailey suffered fatal head trauma and was pronounced dead at the scene. The California Highway Patrol's investigation into the crash is ongoing. Saturday night, Fortuna police were sent to the 1000 block of South Main Street after receiving a report of a man stealing plywood from a residence. Upon arrival, officers noticed the door had been forced open and searched the inside of the residence after deploying their canine, Norty. After searching the upstairs, Norty located and apprehended the suspect, who was later identified as 42-year-old Eureka resident Gregory Gilbert. After being cleared at Redwood Memorial Hospital, Gilbert was booked into county jail for burglary. Fortuna police arrested a man who brandished a loaded handgun Friday night. Dan Squire has more.
A frantic call from a teenager late Friday night at an apartment complex in the 800 block of 9th Street in Fortuna led to the arrest of an armed suspect who had reportedly made threats against residents inside the apartment. Fortuna police learned that the suspect, later identified as 28-year-old probationer Scott Yadow of Fortuna, had gone to the apartment and knocked on the door, which was answered and opened by the teenager. She reported that Yadow demanded to speak with a sibling of hers and then brandished a handgun. The girl was able to close the door and call her father, who then called 911. Officers arrived on scene and located Yadow in a parked pickup truck outside the apartment. He admitted to officers that he had a loaded handgun in the truck. Yadow was arrested on several charges and booked into county jail.
Thank you, Dan. Last week, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office were called to an empty residence on Highway 20 near Fort Bragg after a man in a flatbed truck was found taking items from the property. Upon arrival, deputies located the suspect, who was later identified as Terry Counterman, whose truck had become stuck while trying to leave the scene. After finding evidence of forced entry at additional structures on the property, Counterman was quickly detained. He was then booked into Mendocino County Jail. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. David Hull, general manager with the Humboldt Community Services District, was on this morning's talk shop, and he shared his thoughts on the state exempting the district from mandated state water regulations. The new restrictions went into effect on June 1st, and Hull's district was facing a 24% reduction despite having stored an ample supply of water. But after numerous requests, the restrictions for the district have been lowered.
Well, because we have Ruth Lake, and it's filled four times this year, it's not going over the spillway right now, but it's still essentially full. We've, on several occasions, said to the state, gosh, we have several years of supply here that's going to go a lot farther than the end of their mandate, which was February of 2016. So how about a little something for the effort? We're already conserving well up here. We're already got lots of storage.
Hull also cited the fact that county residents are typically environmentally friendly, which has also helped in storing water, and that a statewide restriction doesn't make sense for some areas with ample water.
The inequity that we saw was that we're already doing real good here. We have, 50 to 70 gallons per person per day kind of use. Down in Southern California, it may be 300. And so clearly, there's, having us cut 24% and having the city of Rancho Cucamonga cut 24%, that, somehow it didn't quite add up.
With the state approving exemption, now the district has to reduce usage by 4%. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.